Hi everyone, welcome back. In this exercise, we're going to concentrate on a candle flame. So if you haven't got a candle flame on your shrine, maybe go and get one. So just to repeat a few things that we said about concentration earlier. In meditation, we try to have no thoughts or as little thoughts as possible. But because it's so hard to go from all our multifarious thoughts to zero thoughts, we take an intermediate step, and that step is concentration. From many thoughts, we go to one thought. We focus on one object, one emotion, one visualization. So in this exercise, that will be the candle flame. Now, what will most probably happen once we start looking at the candle flame is that you'll do well for a few seconds, and then immediately thoughts are coming. Oh, my mother has birthday. To buy her something, should ask my sister, etc., etc. And at some point, you catch yourself thinking. And that moment is actually the most important moment of this exercise. Because at that moment, if you get frustrated or disappointed in yourself, or if you give up completely and just continue thinking about what to buy your mom, then it won't work. So the moment you catch yourself thinking, don't be irritated. Just very lovingly bring yourself back to the candle flame, to the object of our concentration. Because this is going to happen to everyone. That is the process of getting into a meditation, starting your concentration. There will be thoughts. You know, it might take a few seconds or a little bit longer, but all the time thoughts will be coming back. So the first minutes you spend usually just bringing yourself back and back and back to the object of your concentration. And then slowly you will notice that the space between your thoughts is lengthening. And at some point, you start to feel this silence that is between the thoughts. And that is actually my advice for this exercise, is not to focus on your thoughts or on not having thoughts, but to feel the silence. Focus on the silence between the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, lovingly bring yourself back to that silence. Try to feel that that silence is alive, that there is a presence in it that is welcoming you into its own. So keep coming back to that again and again. And then slowly you will start to feel its embrace. You can let yourself go into it. Meditation will start. Make sure you're sitting relaxed. Your back is straight, but not stiff. You can keep your eyes closed for the beginning of this exercise. Take a few moments to feel your aspiration. The candle flame signifies many things. Peace, light, and also aspiration, your burning longing to be happy, to know who you are. So take a moment to become aware of your aspiration, of your longing. Become aware of the fact that we are going to concentrate and meditate, and that this is something which is important for you. Then kindly open your eyes and let your gaze rest on the candle flame. Try not to stare or to squint. Just rest your gaze on the flame. And see if anything about the flame inspires you. Maybe you see its light, its warmth. Maybe its peace inspires you. Maybe it reminds you of your aspiration. Connect with the qualities of the flame. then slowly and steadily, you do not allow any other thought than the flame. Whenever you catch yourself thinking, lovingly you bring your attention back to the flame. You can also imagine that you grab the thought out of the sky of your mind and throw it into the flame where it burns. You feel the silence between your thoughts. You concentrate on the flame. You feel the silence. Feel the presence in that silence. Can imagine that when you breathe in, your breath comes out of the flame. When you breathe out, your breath goes back to the flame. You can intensify your concentration by looking at the very tip of the candle flame. Follow its every movement. Now kindly close your eyes and imagine the candle flame inside your heart, your spiritual heart, in the middle of your chest. Keep concentrating on it in exactly the same way as you did before. And you become aware of the qualities of the flame inside your heart. Peace, light, and aspiration. Imagine these qualities flowing from your heart throughout your being, filling you with peace. With light, completely relaxing you. Your whole being becomes a soaring flame of aspiration, longing for the inner fulfillment. with that, you let yourself go into the silence. Release yourself in that ocean of peace and light around you. We're going to close this exercise chanting three times the mantra Om. If you felt something nice during the exercise, by all means try to hold on to it. Otherwise, gently relax. Here's an aphorism to ponder on. Anything worth having is worth sharing as well. Anything worth having is worth sharing as well. Great. Well done. So in this exercise, I kept the concentration part relatively short. You could try to expand it a little. As you increase your practice, you will become more proficient at concentration. Concentration is like a capacity we slowly develop. It's really helpful also outside of meditation. So many things you can do more efficiently if you know how to concentrate. If you concentrate well at the beginning of an exercise, it is like entering the temple of your heart and closing the door behind you. With your concentration, you close the door behind you on any thoughts taking you out of your meditation. So don't cut the concentration part of your meditation practice short, because if you skip it, if you go too quickly to the vast and relaxed feeling of meditation, you'll be more likely to be drawn back by the occasional thought coming back in and drawing you back to your surface consciousness. So if you concentrate well at the beginning, you'll reap the results later in your meditation. Good, so happy practicing.